from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. The NFL's back tomorrow with Baltimore and Kansas City kicking it off to talk about everything NFL. He joins us every football season. On the line is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. That was awful. I tried way too hard on that. Mayo game day be delicious.
Karma's really coming back to get you, Nick.
It really is. Although, honestly, I never proclaimed to be able to talk. They just gave me this job. Ross now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Sorry for butchering the most important thing there, Ross, the read.
You know what's so funny? This is like the fourth or fifth one I've done this week. And knowing that I'm sponsored, My insider hits are sponsored by Hellman's Mayonnaise, and knowing that read, I legitimately have been looking forward to hearing you do that. Like, I was like it is going to be hilarious when Nick does that, because he's going to be all in on it.
And then I went all in into the embankment. Ross, let me guess. You like the Browns roster, but you aren't sure about Deshaun Watson, and that's holding back your expectations, yes?
Yeah, I hate being unoriginal, but of course. I mean, in all sincerity, how can anyone who's smart or logical have any other opinion other than that? I mean, I think everybody feels the same way. They have a really good team, really good roster, love the GM, love the head coach. If the quarterback can perform like a top 15 player at that position, they can be as good as anyone in the AFC, because I really do feel like, other than Kansas City, feels like Baltimore is taking a little bit of a step back. Feels like Buffalo is taking a little bit of a step back. It feels like there's absolutely an opportunity there to at least get to maybe a conference championship game. You know, I think Houston's probably in that mix as well. That opportunity is there if Deshaun Watson's able to salvage it and take it.
Ross, along those lines, is this the last chance for Deshaun to prove to everybody that he can still be that great quarterback that he used to be in Houston? Because we've been doing this now for 3 years with different circumstances, of course, the suspension, the injuries, all that, where we're like, that guy's still in there somewhere. He just needs time. Let it come out. Now, this year we're doing it again and, you know, holding out hope. But if he doesn't prove it this year, are we going to be doing the same exact song and dance again next year?
So that's the most interesting aspect of it, and probably what every NFL owner other than Jimmy Haslam is rooting for, right? You know, the dream for these other NFL owners would be if Deshaun Watson's an absolute disaster this year, or even honestly, sounds terrible to say, or even honestly, if he gets hurt, because then he will become the poster child for why you should not give NFL players 5-year fully guaranteed contracts. And he will become a cautionary tale, because the Browns will be on the hook for 2 more years with a player that presumably at that point they won't even want anymore, and certainly won't want to be their starting quarterback, and they'll be in a really, really bad spot. So typically, I feel like a lot of fan bases root for the Browns. I do, because of what the fans have been through and how loyal they are and how amazing Browns fans are. But I would imagine every NFL owner you know, other than their own team winning this year, their second most important thing is that Deshaun Watson sucks. That's basically what they're rooting for.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker with us. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. In terms of the slate of games this weekend, where does this Cleveland-Dallas game rank amongst week one matchups for you?
Well, the two best matchups are Thursday and Friday night. You know, I mean, every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I do my power rankings, and those two games represent four of my top six teams. I think I have Kansas City 1, Baltimore 6, and I have Philadelphia 4 and the Packers 5. So Thursday night and Friday night are kind of the biggest games and where it's at this weekend. I would still probably put Jets-Niners because of the intrigue as it relates to Aaron Rodgers ahead of your game. I would say the Browns-Cowboys is sort of there with Rams-Lions for me in terms of games I'm excited for. I would say it's probably the best game of the Sunday 1 and Sunday 4 o'clock slate. And, you know, certainly there's a lot of intrigue about every aspect of the game. The Cowboys have had a wild offseason. Doesn't really seem like they're actually trying to get better at winning football games, which is an interesting approach. And so that's noticeable. And then, you know, obviously everything around the Browns, but then it's Tom Brady's debut. What time's your reservation with him Friday night, Nick? I forget.
I believe it's going to be about 7:30. Me, him, couple IG models, my wife. You know, same old Friday night.
Where would you take him? You'd probably take him to like Old Country Buffet or something.
No. Der Dutchman on 271, or honestly, Bob, you can never go wrong with Bob Evans.
I don't know if Bob Evans has a single thing on the menu that Brady would put in his body.
No avocado toast there.
So where do you set the bar? Given that Nick Saban's killing it on College Game Day, given that Bill Belichick freshly killing it on IG and on all of his media ventures, where do you set the bar for Tom Brady's NFL debut as a broadcaster in this Dallas-Cleveland game?
So what I would tell you, first of all, is that I wouldn't say any of it is easy, but calling a game is much, much harder than what Saban and Belichick have been doing. You know, being asked questions and answering them is a very natural thing that those guys have done for years. They just previously answered them, I don't even know what the nice way to say it is, but disparaging manner at times. That's not the right word, but you know what I'm saying. And now, Brady, this is a lot different. I'm really curious. I know that he's done several mock games, which is really helpful, and I know that he'll be super prepared. I'm curious to see I guess sort of the non-football part of it. You know, like, does he know when to not say anything? Does he know when to just kind of show your personality and joke around? I'll be curious to see the level of energy. You know, knowing him a little bit and having been teammates with him, he probably has worked on this, but my expectation would be him getting very, very frustrated by guys that screw up and do dumb things and expressing that, right? Like that's my experience with him when it comes to professional football. You know, he's got a very, very, and by the way, I would include himself in that. Like if he would mess up at practice, he would lose it on himself. Like he would get so ticked off at himself. Like he really, really holds everyone to a high standard. And so I'm just trying to picture the first time, you know, a receiver runs the wrong route or Watson or Prescott screws up. I'll be curious to see if he reacts to it calmly or if his blood starts to boil, because I know for a fact it really bothers him.
See, Ross, I was envisioning more so if Brady makes a mistake, like he says a wrong name or something, and then his microphone's still hot and we just hear himself giving himself a pep talk into the microphone. He's like banging on his head like he still has his football helmet on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I'll be curious to see, obviously, what the reaction is for him and to how he does, number one. And then, number two, how he responds to the reaction. I guess he's somewhat used to having people criticize him and all that stuff on social media, but not like this. I mean, you know, I would love to see what social media would be like now if John Madden was still a color commentator. Because nowadays, like, I think John Madden's the best ever. I adore him, and I love him, but yet, I don't know, 25% of the people would probably be like, this guy keeps talking about dumb stuff and not football.
Turduckins.
You know, this guy said something bad about my team. Like, it's just social media has sort of skewed people's viewpoint as it relates to how analysts do.
Ross, what do you see as the ceiling for Browns wins this year and the floor for Browns wins this year?
So I think it's a pretty wide variance, I would say. I think if Watson gets back to playing really well, you know, 12-5, maybe even 13-4. But the division's really tough. So that sort of halts my enthusiasm a little bit. If Watson doesn't play well, I think it could really get ugly. I think, you know, Amari Cooper, the frustration would be high. And Njoku, for sure, who was so much more productive with Flacco than he's ever been with Watson. That's a real dynamic there. And I think it's why, I don't think anybody ever asked Stefanski this or Andrew Berry, but, and maybe this is the sense you guys have. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. But I guess I've always assumed that they didn't bring back Flacco for that very dynamic, because they didn't want, if Watson struggled the first game or two, for people to start to call for Flacco. And so I really felt like that was why the Browns didn't bring him back, which is such a weird thing, but I guess it's understandable, but that was my assumption. I don't think that they look at Winston as an upgrade. Maybe they do.
Ross, in a little bit, Nick and I are going to get into this. The Athletic put out a hope-o-meter for the NFL fan bases this season.
I think
season.
It's a hope-o-meter. A hope-o-meter? I know.
Sounds like I said hobo-meter. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah, which is for basically how we gauge to see how I look on any given day.
When you put dashes in between the O and meter, it threw me off. What fan base should be the most hopeful going into the NFL season?
Maybe Houston Texans? Well, I guess if you're talking hope, I think I can see Commanders fans and Bears fans having the most hope going into the season, right? Because I haven't made the playoffs in a while, haven't had a lot of things to really be hopeful for, and now you got a top pick quarterback that really looks like he might have something. That's probably the answer. It's probably the most hope should be Bears and Commanders. I don't think to win it, but to be significantly improved and to feel like for the first time in a long, long time, they have the guy. Like they've got the franchise guy. I mean, the Bears have like never had that guy. The Commanders, I don't know. You know what's weird about that? Even when the Commanders were called the Redskins and they were winning Super Bowls, they didn't really have like a, you know, Joe Gibbs won Super Bowls with three different guys. It's not like they had like this one guy. They didn't even have like a Bernie Kosar, this is our guy, for years and years. It was, they went from Theismann to Doug Williams to Jay Schrader to Mark Rippon. So I think the hope has to be really high for those franchises, higher than anybody else, that they might actually have like a 10-plus year quarterback for the first time, I think, in either franchise history.
All right, Ross, we're going to let you go, but I want you to hear the outro so you finally get this read the way you deserve it, because you're one of our favorite guests all football season long. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
Good Love help. It. And by the way, here's the thing. Genius move by Hellman's and by Odyssey, because whether people are laughing or they're cringing, they will never forget it. May you all have a terrific Sunday, and may I wish good luck to the Browns. That didn't work.
By the way, Laugh Cringe should be the name of the show. Ross, great stuff, buddy.
Thanks, Ross.
See you, dude. Later, dude.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, I might have butchered that first read, but if he had said, see you, dudes, I would have been furious if he had not corrected it to later, dudes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.